we went through the playoffs, you know, we played real good, and all of a sudden, when we got to the series, I give credit to some of the Yankees pitching, but it seemed like our offense, you know, when we had to really get down and get the big hits, or we had to, or you know, like we had to do things to kind of take command of the game, it seemed like we couldn't do it. You know, like we kind of sputtered a little bit, but at the same time, their left-hand pitchers, I felt like did a good job on our left-hand hit and just stopped them. That is a big part of our offense. But at the same time, you know, like I felt like it, they have a real good team. But, you know, like they definitely deserve to win. And they did things right when they had to. And, you know, like we didn't play as good as we can. But at the same time, we also played a real good team who did a good job. And they've had a great season. And like I was telling our guys in there, you know, like that just makes us more determined to come back again next year. And we got a good team, and you're like, and we love to play baseball. And I tell you, I've had the time there, especially about the last 3 years. It's been really enjoyable to coach and manage our team because of who we got on our club. And I'm gonna tell you something, we will be back. As MacArthur said, I guess, we will be back.
And in the back?
Charlie, I know it was real, real early, but Pedro was struggling. Did you consider bringing Happen in the third to face Matsui?
You know, like when he got there, you know, like Pedro knows, he knows how to pitch. He's got experience. He knows how to pitch and everything. And, like, and I, you know what, I had to let him face that guy. And you're like, and also, you know, like when we were down, if, you know, Matsui got a hit, of course, but, you know, like we can go down 4-1 and we can definitely rebound there. But I had to let him, you know, like I had to, it wasn't time for me to take him out.
We have another one to the right.
Charlie, I know Pedro wasn't feeling too well before game two start. Was he have any effects from that left over tonight, or was he feeling?
He didn't say anything about that. You know, the thing I saw with Pedro was, you know, like he did not have the good fastball. His fastball wasn't as good as it has been the last two times out, if you remember. And basically, I think he touched 87, 88 or something on tonight, if you go by guns or something like that. And before, he was every now and then he'd touch a 92, and he'd stay hang around 90, 91, and 85, 80, 84, 87 fastballs. You know, like he's better than that. He did not have a good fastball.
Charlie, when you look at, I mean, Hideki Matsui had, you know, MVP. He had a fabulous game. Did you try to make any adjustments in pitching to him, or did he just rise above everything tonight?
I want to tell you something, Matsui. He actually, he was on. Not only he hit fastballs mostly, but he was on everything we threw up there. He hit a slider off of Hap, but the two hits he got off of Pedro were fastballs. But he hit one fastball with the bases loaded. It looked like it was fastball away. And he had a good swing at it. The other one looked like Pedro was trying to come inside on him. The ball wandered back over the plate. Off Happy, hit a slider. He hit everything to throw up there. He had a big night. But not only that, he's a good hitter.
And on the right aisle in the back.
Charlie, what did you say to your team after the game about the season, about the two-year span that you've just had?
I told them that that I loved the way they played, and we definitely were fighters, and we never quit, and that we and the fact that that we want to keep, you know, like what we got as far as attitude and chemistry, and the fact that we our philosophy on how to play, and the fact that we are you know, like we're in we have a lot of resistance or endurance or whatever you want to call it, and everything. We love to play baseball, and those are the things that definitely help get us, you know, like where we're at today. And those are the things that's going to keep us where we're at, is our desire and our love to play baseball and always work on trying to play it right. As like I said before, you know, when I was telling our guys in there, you know, we, you know, like when you play in a World Series, you know, like somebody's going home. And I don't know if I like that or not, but because all of a sudden you're playing 4 out of 7, but then you lose and somebody tells you go home, season's over. Seems like it's over real quick. But we got behind and we couldn't catch up. But believe me, you know, like, and what I was telling them was that I'm very proud of them, and I'm proud to be their manager, and I'm proud to have guys on our team with the makeup and the fight that they have, determination, and that that we'll be back. And, you know, and I told them to go home, have a great winter, and enjoy their holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'll see them in spring training with the idea that we're going to our goal is to come back and play again. And hopefully we play the Yankees again.
And back left.
Charlie, this is a real good team, and this group has stayed together for a while now. You've got Utley and Howard and Rollins all going into the 30s now. If you are going to get back, you can't waste a whole lot of time with this group as far as their legacy, their history, before for baseball to judge them as being a truly great team. Is that accurate, do you think?
I think you're right on, Bob. I think we're in a span right here where within the next couple of years that's going to be a very big important for us. I mean, I think it's going to be our heydays, as you might say, and it's very important for the next couple of years that we stay afloat. But at the same time, I think we have a talent, and I think that we can tinker with our team enough, you know, like to even get better. You know, like I know we can do better because as I sit here tonight, I know Hamels is going to be better, and I know Ledge is going to be better. I can tell you guys that. I know that, and so therefore that's going to make us better. But now we can improve on our hitting, and we will, and we're going to be a better team next year. That's our goal.